All right, here's the NBA draft thing. The Atlanta Hawks, remember, they won the number one overall pick despite having the 10th best odds. You came on this show some time ago and said you are taking, you're going to take a flyer on Klingon, Donovan Klingon, to go number one. Now, their early target was, by all reports, Alexander Sarr, but it seems like he's not trying to work out with them, despite the Hawks' attempts to bring him in. And so what you have now in the market is Zachary Risache and Klingon. They have moved up. They're shorter. This is according to Jonathan Givony. You're feeling good about this, I would imagine. So it's Sarr at minus 115. This is to go number one. Zachary Risache, both the French players, at plus 110.
Flip now? Yeah, Risache is the favorite as of this morning at minus 115.
Okay, so Risache, the slight favorite, Sarr, the slight dog, and then Klingon at plus 370. This going to happen for you?
I hope so. Yeah, I gave out Klingon at plus 1,100 and plus 1,200. Now it's looking like it's Risache or Klingon. I think the problem with the Hawks is they have a lot of voices in their front office, and you kind of don't know who's going to get to make the pick. And so I kind of the whole time said, if Quinn Snyder, the head coach, has any say in this pick, I think he's going to go Klingon because I don't think he wants to go through a long rebuild. I think he wants somebody that can anchor that defense and really, you know, kind of make up for Trae Young's inability to guard the perimeter. Klingon can do that. I think Klingon is a player that's a lot like, you know, a Rudy Gobert, maybe more like a Marc Gasol, just a guy that can really just be a massive body in the paint, contests every shot. But then offensively, he's a really good passer. Apparently, he's shooting the three ball really well in workouts. I mean, which is not that surprising if you just look at the way he shoots the ball. Like, he has really nice form. So I think if he's a guy that is making shots consistently and you're comfortable with it in the way he's shooting the ball in workouts, like, it makes a lot of sense to grab him at one in a weak draft because I do think he has all defense upside and whatever he can do on offense is just gravy.
What are you seeing in terms of the breadth of the menu here for the draft itself?
I like this draft a little bit better than most people do, but I think that because I write about the draft, I just kind of like fall in love with players that maybe other people wouldn't. But I do think that there's going to be a lot of value to be had later in the draft, and I do think that we're going to get, you know, a few all-stars in this draft. I just kind of think that it's inevitable that some players in a draft will turn into an all-star. This one is one where there are players with all types of upside, maybe have some concerns with shooting or something like that. But, you know, most of these teams can figure something like that out.
Yeah, DraftKings has a ton posted.
DraftKings has a ton.
They keep putting more and more stuff up. It's really impressive. To that point, Zach, I mean, hey, we all thought the Anthony Edwards draft was going to be terrible, and he's looking pretty good right now.
I think the consensus is it's just not top heavy, right? But there are a lot of good players in this draft. Just doesn't have the superstar here. By the way, when Nevada gets legalized sports betting, I'm sure we're going to have at least one NBA draft prop. Where do you fall on Bronny?
I like Bronny a little bit. I think he's going to be, you know, potentially a solid rotation player. Like, I don't think he should go 17 to the Lakers. I don't think the Suns should take him at 22. But I think in the second round, he's a decent value. Like, I think that people ignore about Bronny is that he was like the 20th ranked player in his high school class. And, you know, was above players, like right in the range of a player like Reed Sheppard, who's now projected to go top five in this draft. I think that Bronny is a talented player that had a really tough go in college. I think that people ignore kind of the fact that he went into cardiac arrest, you know, in the summer, got off to a slow start where he really wasn't able to ramp up for training camp. They played him, you know, small, short minutes when he started the season out. And he was playing for a USC team that had a bunch of ball dominant guards. So I don't think that, you know, getting him good looks from three was, you know, a priority for the USC offense. I think that Bronny's a player that can defend on the perimeter, can hit the three. I kind of think he's like a Deuce McBride type, where you're going to like him coming off the bench.
Do you have any bets on him? Are you, Kelly, either? Either of you guys?
Nothing.
I took the under on that 38.5.
Okay.
I don't know how good I feel about it right now because, you know, yesterday Rich Paul came out and said that he's not going at 17. He's not going at 22. So that was kind of my theory, is that he had a draft promise somewhere in the first round. But at the same time, he kind of threw out there that the Raptors are interested. They have a pick in the 30s. So I still can see him going, you know, 38 or earlier.